the good man's resting stains. There are two places in the south corner of Harry which have been suggested as resting places of Magnus. One is a mound called Howin a Wheel on the land of Wingster, and the other is a stone at or near the refuge. There is about a mile distant between these two places, and the traditions for both rely on place name evidence. Hugh Marwick suggests a mound called Howin a Wheel at Wingster may have been a resting place based on the wheel element in the name meaning to rest from Old Norse vila. Bichon and Spence note that this mound lay to the northwest of the farm of Wingster. Ernest Marwick also notes that Howin a Wheel at Wingster was a man's resting place. Wingster certainly was on the old road connecting Kirkwall to Bushy, and located on the higher ground, having avoided the moorland areas or brecks to the south. George Marwick records that the old inhabitants of Harry named a stone at or near the refuge in Harry the Good Man's Resting Stains. The reason for the pluralisation of the name is not known, and there is no record of a standing stone at or near the refuge. The fact this house was built as emergency accommodation in the post-medieval period in rather wet ground makes a medieval or earlier inhabitation or use of the area rather unlikely, with the known early settlements staying on the higher ground. But without knowing what near to can mean in terms of distance, it's difficult to say any more about this. What we can be certain of is that there are Magnus stories in the southern part of the parish before we cross over into Firth.